Welcome to the service for Ascension Day from Holminster. When I was at school, Ascension Thursday was one of those special days when we were given an extra holiday. They were called Holy Days of Obligation, and we kids looked forward to them with eager anticipation. These days, I like to think of Ascension Day as a celebration of Jesus' life and achievements, and an opportunity to cheer as, in the words of the hymn, love's redeeming work is done. So, I'm beginning this service with words which we would have heard in the service of Holy Communion, if we had been able to celebrate that today in the church. So let us pray. It is indeed right and good, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. Born of a woman, he came to the rescue of our human race. Dying for us, he trampled death and conquered sin. By the glory of his resurrection, he opened the way to eternal life, and by his ascension gave us the sure hope that where he is, we may also be. Therefore the universe resounds with Easter joy, and with choirs of angels we sing forever to your praise. Amen. Well, the choir from Holminster are going to join that great chorus in heaven as we sing our first hymn, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. To hear some words from the Acts of the Apostles, and these are read by Maricel.
The reading for today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 4 till 11. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. For the word of the Lord, we say, thanks be to God.
An intriguing statement comes in chapter 7 of the book of Hebrews, and it says this: Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to make intercession for them. So our prayers today take a slightly different form as we ask him to pray for us. So let us pray. Let us join our prayers with those of our Saviour Jesus Christ, seeking the Father's blessing and the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus Christ, great High Priest, living forever to intercede for us, pray for the Church, your broken body in the world, and especially for the life of all of our churches here in the city of Kingston upon Hull. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, King of Righteousness, enthroned at the right hand of the Majesty on high, pray for the world and make it subject to your gentle rule. We pray especially for all who are making decisions about the easing of coronavirus regulations. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Son of Man, drawing humanity into the life of God, pray for your brothers and sisters in need, distress or sorrow, especially those we know who are affected by the virus personally, in their families, or through their work. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Lord over all things, ascended far above the heavens and filling the universe, pray for us who receive the gifts you give us for the work in your service. And particularly today, we pray for those serving communities of faith in our city, and for all who are looking for the needs and caring for the needs of others. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at your feet, for you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. What an amazing thought it is that Jesus is praying for us and for the whole world. And so we offer him the praise of our hearts. With our choir, we sing our next hymn, which will be followed immediately by words from the Gospel of St. Luke. Our hymn, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendour.
Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Coming to the end of this Ascension Day service, I'd like to offer you an invitation. As Jesus prays for us, so now pray to him for the life of our city, our church, and our family, friends, and neighbours between now and Pentecost. We have put on our hullminster.org website a form of daily prayer to ask that God would help us find firm ground for the future. Each day, the prayers have a reading and a special focus written by a member of the church, including one by Bishop Allison. The 10 days from Ascension to Pentecost have become ones of special prayer for Thy Kingdom Come, and we are giving them this local emphasis in these days of uncertainty and opportunity. During those prayers, we'll have the opportunity to take as long as we like, or we only have a few minutes just to take the time that it will take us to read and reflect and offer a prayer. But I trust that you'll be able to join us, and members of the community of faith at Hullminster, in these coming days. So as this service draws to a close, and so waiting expectantly for the promised Holy Spirit, we are invited to go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.